Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Section hand to manage a handcar, but Cy and Elmer find it confusing and tiresome. When the brave detectives left the scene of the midnight runs of the mystery train, they helped themselves to a handcar for a ride back to Punkinville in order to get their picture filmed to the sheriff for evidence. The mystery train apparently made its ghostly run right under the noses of the old boys, and Pat, the section boss, was carried off in the same way that five other men have vanished. The great mystery may not be any nearer a solution, but the handcar is getting nearer to Punkinville, and Elmer is working the handles with a right goodwill, while Cy is about all in.
It the work, dead genius, eye breaking.
Elmer, I'm just about all in.
Now, look here, this ain't hard work, Cy. Pushing them little handles up and down is easy if you get used to it.
Yeah, but why didn't we stop at the junction like you said we was going to and wait for the train to take us to Punkinville?
Cy Perkins, this is the last time I explain that to you now. And you keep pushing them handles there while I talk.
Yeah.
We got to the junction at 12:45, didn't we?
I reckon we did.
Yes. The train don't get there till 2 o'clock, does it?
I know all of that. But the train gets into Punkinville at 3 o'clock. And it's most that time now. And we won't get there more than 5 minutes ahead of the train. And we wore ourselves all out to work in this handcar.
And it don't make no difference, Cy, if the train gets in there ahead of us. I couldn't stand sitting at that junction and listening better no longer.
But what's the sense in a rushing, Elmer? We can't do nothing at Punkinville at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Cy, we can do plenty. And the first thing we're going to do is to get that sheriff out of bed and tell him all about this thing.
The sheriff will be awful mad at us for getting him out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. The
sheriff ain't going to be mad at nothing. Say, he'll be so darn tickled, he'll be tickled to death that we got sense enough to get to him quick and ask him what to do next.
Yeah, but Elmer, we never had to ask him nothing about our other cases.
Cy, this is a different kind of a case. We're deputy sheriffs now, and we've got to report to the sheriff. And what's more, don't forget that we got them moon picture films, that train going fast, too.
Yeah.
We got to get them fixed so we can see the picture.
All that ain't got a thing to do with my misery.
Oh, your misery.
My arm's as heavy as lead, and my back has been bent over so long that I don't reckon I'll ever get it straightened up.
Never was straight nohow. Cy, an old voice like you's got no business trying to be a detective nohow. That's a job for young and husky fellas like me.
Ain't no job for me, and that's a fact. As soon as we get this case over, I'm gonna quit.
Yeah, well, you can quit right now, Florida me. Go on and quit. Get right off this and go and walk into town. Go on.
Sketchy, Elmer. How can you talk to me like that after all I've been through?
Oh, you've been through. Say, you dirty little weasel. Don't you ever stop thinking I'm going through all this with you, don't you?
Yeah.
It's harder for me than this for you anyway, because I have to do all the thinking.
Huh?
Your head don't do nothing but rest.
You're bigger than I be, and I'm just too tired to pump these handles anymore. If you're so big and strong and don't never get tired, then go ahead and pump. I'm going to sit right here on the edge of this car and ride into Punkinville.
Look at this. I ain't going to ride no such pace.
Huh?
I'm going to start pumping, too. We both just let this hand car run as far as she wants to while we both ride and rest.
This saying they're going to get us to Funkinville very fast.
Yeah, it ain't nothing going to get us there at all if you start pumping them handles.
Well, I ain't to pumping them things no more if we don't get no place.
Now, look here, Si, this ain't no way for you to act. We've been working on the biggest case of taking we ever had. And you want to sit down and ride.
Well, you're a-setting too, ain't you?
Certainly I'm a-setting, and I'm setting easy, too.
Well, then why should I work them handles?
Me, you sit down first, you get up first.
Now, you see, Elmer, it's quit going.
Yeah, certainly I see it's quit going. It'll stay quit, too, if Silas Q. Perkins gets to work on them handles.
Well, then it won't. Elmer.
What?
Elmer.
What?
Look over in them bushes by the track.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, right along by that fence.
I don't see nothing but a lot of dirt. It's got a few holes above moonlight in it.
You just look close right there, Elmer.
Where?
Right there where I'm pointing. Ain't there something to move in there?
Yeah, it does sort of kind of look like it, Si. What do you reckon it is?
Must be danger of some kind that wouldn't be hanging around us.
Oh, shucks, Si. It ain't nothing to do with us. Nobody knows we're here.
No, it's going back in the trees.
What about?
Elmer, that thing has been following us all along the track.
Oh.
Yes, it has, Elmer. I seen it lots of times. I never told you because I was scared you'd make fun of me.
Sweet sassafras, Si. Are you certain of that?
Just as certain as I'm a-sitting here, Elmer. I seen that thing following us along the edge of them weeds. Every time we stop, take a little rest.
Si, I got an idea. Si. It might be a fellow on horseback.
Yeah.
And it's only long here.
Who would it be?
How should I know who would it be?
Well, what would it be watching us for?
Oh, tarnation, Si. Will you quit asking some darn many questions and get to figuring who'd look most likely to be watching us?
Well, it couldn't be none of them railroad fellas.
Well, that's the reason it couldn't.
Because them fellas rides on trains.
Yeah, maybe they can ride horses, too. You ever think of that?
No.
Which more a bit is one of them section fellas, too. Watching to see where we go with this here handcart.
Oh, we didn't steal it, did we, Elmer?
You know.
Deputy Sheriff says got the right to use handcart, ain't it?
Certainly they have.
Yeah.
But looky here, Si. Don't forget that them section fellas didn't know we was deputy sheriffs or officers or nothing.
Yeah.
And if they've seen us take this handcart, most likely plenty worried about where it's going.
Yeah, but, Elmer, I didn't see no horse around that section car. Where'd he supposed to come from?
In the Great Horn Spoon. Such silly questions.
What's the matter?
We've seen a horse ride a section car.
Well, I've never seen
stable or something?
Huh?
Now hush up and get busy.
What?
Pick up that old creaky back of yours and get to pushing on them handles again. Come on.
Push on the handles. What for, Elmer?
So the hand cars start moving, you darn fool.
I mean, what are we going to move it for?
Hey, now look, Si. We keep a close watch on them bushes alongside the track, eh?
Yeah.
See if that thing, whatever it is following us, or if you just imagine it, kind of.
And why we got to run along to watch it, Elmer?
Because.
Well, now, why can't we just sit still and watch for it?
Because, I told you all the time we're moving this thing, we're getting closer to Funkinville, ain't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if we get in any kind of trouble, well, the closer to Funkinville we get, the trouble before it happens. Closer to Funkinville would be when it happens, and the better for us.
Yeah, that's all mixed up, Elmer.
Yeah.
But
Oh, but nothing. Get hold of that handle, let's go. Quit arguing with me, will you?
Yeah.
Get you back up there. Come on, get her up. Now push down, we'll go.
I can't watch that fella in them weeds and do this pumping, too.
Si, you don't have to watch that fella in the weeds. I do the looking, all you got to do is to pump him.
Yeah.
And pump hard and fast.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter now?
Better not get her to going too fast, Elmer.
Yes, that's what he wanted to do, get it going fast. And if it is a fella on a horse there running alongside of us, it'll give him plenty of trouble keeping up with us.
I don't think so, Elmer.
Why not?
Well, he's kept up with us all this ways.
Certainly he's kept up with us. Fairy dog could have kept up with this when you was stopping to rest all the time. Where you go? You was stopping to rest. You didn't do nothing but rest. You weren't working it. Come on, Si, will you? Well, come on now. Make it go faster, Si. Faster. Come on.
This is as fast as I can stand it, Elmer.
No.
This handle is pretty near knocking me off right at now.
Yeah, that's better. That's better. Yep, now we're going to town, all right. Yes, sir.
Elmer.
Hold her steady, Si, and don't let that handle slow up, now, you hear me?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to take a look back at them trees. Keep up now. Steady now.
You see anything, Elmer?
Yeah, he's certain, Si. Yep, look. There it is. Yes, there's certainly shooting.
That's right.
Si, there's a fella on horseback riding through them trees. And he's having plenty trouble of keeping up with us. Hold on, Si. Thought I heard something.
What did you hear, Elmer?
It ain't right sure, but it sounded like a train whistle. Listen.
Sketch it. I knowed we was in danger. The trains are coming, and we're right on the track.
Oh, shucks. I can't be time for that fast train, yet we. There it is again, Si. There it is. And it is a train whistle. Right, we gotta do something quick. We gotta do something.
What can we do, Abbott?
We gotta get this thing stopped and get it off the track.
Why can't we just jump off and leave it run down the track?
Because it might break the limited train, you darn fool. Hold them handles still now. Hold them.
I can't stop them, Abbott. You know that. I'm a-going awful fast.
Well, I'm a-going just as fast as you are. On my side, you ninny. Uh-huh. Don't make no difference about fast. We gotta stop this thing and get it off the track, I tell you. Hurry up, Si, will you? Hurry up. That train is getting close all the time.
Oh, Amber, we can never get this thing stopped in time. Look, Amber, there's the headlight on the train. Coming around that bend. Coming right after us.
Come on, Si, come on. Bear down heavy on them handles, will you? Every time one of them starts to come up, slap it down.
Uh-huh.
Not like that, you didn't. You're making it go fast.
Oh, well, I don't know, Amber.
Wait for us, Si, to come all the way up. Catch it about halfway up, and then stop it. Hang on to it.
I tried that, Elmer, but it gives me misery in the arm.
Yes, well, your arms is going to hurt it during the third way it works. It's train hits us.
The way we're going, Elmer, it don't look like no train could never catch up.
Si, we ain't going half as fast as that train. Not half as fast. Just look how bright that headlight is hitting. Look, Si, how loud she sounds. Push them hands down, Si. Push them down.
I've been a-hitting them, Elmer, just as hard as my hands will stand. She stopped, ain't she?
Not quite, Si, not quite. Ride them handles. Ride on them, Si. Stop her, Si.
The trains are going to hit us, Amber.
One more hold now, Si. One more. Hey, now she's all right. Now jump up quick and help me get this thing off the track.
I can't stand it, Amber. I'm going to run.
You ain't neither, Dad. Blame it. Lift it on it in quick, Si.
I can't move it, Amber. Amber, look out. That headlights are getting right on top of us.
Pull hard, Si. Pull hard, quick, quick. It's too late. Jump, Si, jump.
And it looks like the end of a perfect day for our brave detectives. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.